Let's just get right into the Word. We're in 1 Samuel 16. The title of our message is Liar, Liar. And don't tell me it's spelled wrong, but anyway. Music is something churches have a history of arguing about. Styles of music, types of instruments, those are just the tip of the iceberg. We'll see some things about praise music tonight. It's not the main function of this chapter, but there's a lot about it here. David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, could really tear it up on the lyre. I mean, that he was the Eric Clapton of the lyre. Chapter 16, verse 1. Now the Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons." After all the trouble Saul had caused, both him and the nation, I would have thought Samuel would be gleeful that God had rejected him as king. I would have been. It's insightful that he mourned for him, and even more so because we'll see in a moment that Saul might be angry enough to kill him. Samuel actually thought that Saul could kill him if he didn't handle himself just right, and yet he mourned for him. We ought to mourn for the failures of others and seek their good. We're not in competition, for example, with other churches or other Christians. We're not really in competition with the devil either, but he's our enemy, not other people, and certainly not people in their failures. And so in those moments when we hear details about people's lives and it gives us a good feeling when we hear that they faltered and failed, that's the flesh, in case I don't remember it, and we don't want to feel that way. And so Samuel, just a tremendous man of God, mourning for Saul. It should not, however, our mourning stop us from pressing on in the ministry. We do not have the luxury of wallowing in grief. Too often we allow the failures of others to cripple our own progress. It's a hard thing to balance out, but while we're thinking the best of everybody and not rejoicing in their failures and mourning for them, we can't just get crippled by the fact that somebody might fail. I don't expect people to fail, but in a way I do, because we're all human and we all fall.